Welcome to the Loosen Up Your Painting podcast, the podcast for creatives looking to get inspiration, tips, and advice on anything to do with art and creativity. If you enjoy creating something, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, a full-time artist at malcolmdeweyfineart.com, and let's begin the show.
Thank you for joining me today on the Loosen Up Your Painting podcast. My name is Daniel, and I will be hosting the show today while Malcolm is working on new painting courses. More news on that coming soon. By the way, if you want to get in on launch specials on Malcolm's new course, be sure to sign up for news on his website at malcolmdeweyfineart.com. Okay, on with the show. In today's episode, how to never be without painting inspiration again. Here are excellent tips that will keep you motivated, inspired, and creating your best work. As artists, we all know the feeling of being stuck in a creative rut. That feeling of having hit a wall and not knowing how to break through it is known as artist's block. It can be frustrating and demotivating, leaving us with a lack of inspiration and motivation to continue our work. In this episode, you will learn ways to overcome artist's block and find inspiration to paint more. The importance of finding inspiration cannot be overstated, as it is the foundation upon which your future art will be built. Let's dive in. You are not alone. Everyone gets artist's block. Artist's block can impact artists at any stage of their career, from beginners to seasoned professionals. It can be caused by various factors such as stress, fatigue, or even self-doubt. But regardless of its cause, overcoming it is essential for an artist's growth and development. Let's explore these tips to rejuvenate your artistic inspiration. Stepping back. Taking breaks is essential for maintaining creativity. A tired mind can't be expected to produce fresh ideas continually. Many artists find that engaging in activities outside of painting helps them clear their minds and return with renewed inspiration. One technique that works well for some is practicing mindfulness meditation or yoga. These practices help quiet the mind and allow you to focus on your breathing and bodily sensations, freeing yourself from distractions. Another way to relax is by engaging in hobbies or activities that bring you joy outside of painting. For example, gardening, cooking, hiking, or reading can help clear your headspace while still providing a sense of accomplishment. Inspiration often strikes when we least expect it. Sometimes it happens when we're doing something entirely unrelated to art making, like taking a shower or going for a walk around the block. But other times it comes from pursuing other art forms altogether. Exploring other art forms can stimulate creativity by introducing new techniques and approaches not typically used in painting. Visiting galleries, museums, or attending performances provides new perspectives that challenge our preconceived notions of what constitutes great art. For example, contemporary dance may inspire an artist's use of color or movement within their paintings. Sculpture may inspire texture or form. Photography may inform composition or lighting choices. Experimenting with new techniques and materials also helps break monotony when feeling stuck in artistic limbo. Trying out different mediums such as ink washes on paper instead of acrylics on canvas could spark fresh ideas by forcing you out of your comfort zone. Mixing media in unexpected ways, such as incorporating found objects into a piece, can also help generate new ideas. Keep learning. One way to discover new methods and approaches is to attend workshops or classes that teach painting techniques or use different materials. These environments offer a chance to learn from other artists and explore different artistic styles. Creative exercises are another way of maintaining mental agility while building confidence and skills. They allow you to experiment with themes or colors without worrying about the outcome being perfect. For example, doodling or doing quick studies of objects can be an effective warm-up before diving into more substantial work. Prompt-based exercises such as drawing emotions or exploring specific color schemes are also great starting points for generating ideas. Collaborating with fellow artists is an opportunity to gain feedback and fresh perspectives on your work. Joining online, offline communities allows you access to a wider range of opinions about your work while exposing yourself to new techniques and approaches used by others. Sharing your work with fellow artists not only opens up opportunities for collaboration, but also provides an outlet for constructive criticism. Constructive feedback is essential to the creative process, as it helps identify strengths and weaknesses in your work while offering suggestions for improvement. Engaging with other artists can take many forms, from joining online or offline communities to attending art shows or workshops. These experiences provide opportunities to meet like-minded individuals who share your passion for art and may have insights that inspire new directions. collaboration is another avenue worth exploring when seeking inspiration. Working with another artist can lead to fresh perspectives on a subject or technique, as well as providing an opportunity to learn new skills. Collaboration requires open communication, respect for each other's ideas, and a willingness to compromise. One way of collaborating is through creating joint pieces of artwork with other artists. This could involve two artists working on the same piece simultaneously or passing the piece back and forth between them until it's complete. Another form of collaboration involves responding to one another's work by creating pieces that complement each other thematically or visually. This type of collaboration allows each artist freedom within their own individual style while still maintaining a cohesive vision. Feedback from fellow artists can help you identify areas where you may feel stuck creatively. It's important to remember that not all feedback will be useful or relevant. However, if you receive consistent comments about something specific, it may be worth exploring further. Receiving feedback from others also requires a certain level of vulnerability as you open yourself up to criticism. It's important not to take criticism personally, but instead view it through the lens of improving your work. Finally, remember that seeking out feedback should be viewed as a positive step in your artistic journey. It's an opportunity to grow and develop your skills while also finding new inspiration and direction. Looking back at previous works is another way of gaining insight into your creative journey. Revisiting themes that fascinated you before may reveal something new that sparks renewed passion for your art-making process. Perhaps there was an element in an old painting that we didn't fully explore, or a color palette that we didn't fully utilize. By examining our past work with fresh eyes, we may discover new directions to take in our art. Reflection on the artistic journey can also lead to a renewed vision. We may notice patterns in our work or identify areas where we want to improve. By acknowledging these patterns and goals, we can better focus our creative energy towards achieving them. Explore your surroundings. As artists, we often look towards the external world for inspiration. Our surroundings can be a catalyst for creativity, and by paying attention to the world around us, we can find new and exciting ideas for our paintings. There are countless ways in which we can tap into our surroundings to find inspiration. It may be as simple as taking a walk around the neighborhood or spending time in a nearby park. By immersing ourselves in nature, we can gain a sense of peace and tranquility that may help to clear our minds of any creative blockages. Aside from nature, there are other sources of inspiration that surround us every day. We can take notice of the people and objects around us. They all have stories to tell. A street corner may inspire thoughts on urban life, while an antique vase could spark ideas for still life painting. Photography is another useful tool for capturing moments of inspiration as they happen. By carrying a camera with us at all times, we have an opportunity to snap photos of anything that catches our eye, from interesting architecture to unique color combinations. Sketching is also an effective way to capture moments of inspiration quickly. By carrying a journal with us wherever we go, we can jot down any ideas or sketches as they come to mind. Find your journaling inspiration here. When seeking inspiration from our surroundings, it's important not just to look, but also observe carefully. Pay attention to details, colors, textures, and patterns that might otherwise go unnoticed. Artists should remain open-minded when it comes to finding sources of inspiration. Sometimes it's necessary just to step outside our comfort zones and experience something entirely new. Visiting new places like museums or galleries could lead us on unexpected paths towards discovering fresh perspectives on art. Conclusion. In conclusion, overcoming artistic block requires patience, persistence, and the willingness to try new things. With these tools at your disposal, you'll be able to push past any obstacles that come your way on your journey as an artist. Take action today. Inspiration finds artists who are working, said Picasso. Yes, taking action is often what you need to do to release your creativity and let inspiration surface. A great way to stir those creative juices is journaling and sketching. Take a look at my comprehensive course on illustrated journals. It may be what you are looking for. Visit MalcolmDeweyFineArt.com for more details. Until next time, thank you for joining the show. Happy creating, and bye for now.